It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello there, KSL News Time, 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Two suspected cases of monkeypox in Salt Lake County have now been confirmed by the CDC as the disease. I'm KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce.
Second, Republican Senate candidate Becky Edwards says she supports expanded background checks. She made the comments on Twitter while expressing grief over the school shooting in Texas. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That's going to be I-15 northbound with a couple of crashes in Weber County near Riverdale Road. Now, for those who are traveling northbound I-15, you have to get through the delays from Centerville to Kaysville first, then slowdowns from Clearfield all the way to the I-84 junction Riverdale Road. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We're heating up today with 80s and 90s tomorrow, but changes for the weekend. I'm Matt Johnson.
A somewhat toasty 79 degrees. Now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden repeating his call for Congress to pass tougher gun control laws.
We must ask, when in God's name will we do what needs to be done to, if not completely stop, fundamentally change the amount of the carnage that goes on in this country.
He and the First Lady will travel to Uvalde, Texas soon to meet with the families of the victims of yesterday's deadly school massacre. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the gunman warned of his actions in private online messages moments before.
He said, "I'm going to shoot my grandmother." The second post was, "I shot my grandmother." The third post, maybe less than 15 minutes before arriving at the school, was, "I'm going to shoot an elementary school."
Investigators still aren't saying anything about a motive for the attack. The gunman was shot and killed by police. Six people who were injured in the shooting remain hospitalized. It was 2 years ago today that George Floyd died while in police custody. President Biden marked the event by signing an executive order which aims to increase police accountability. He was joined by members of Floyd's family and those of Breonna Taylor's, as well as Vice President Harris.
This order will help protect our communities, and it will help keep members of law enforcement safe on the job.
Tonight, there will be a candlelight vigil at the Minneapolis intersection where Floyd died. The head of the FDA answered questions from House members today about the national infant formula shortage.
FDA Commissioner Robert Califf admitting that closing the nation's largest infant formula plant created a supply crisis, but says they had to act.
Frankly, the inspection results were shocking. Standing water, cracks in the key equipment that present the potential for bacterial contamination to persist.
More formula arriving from Europe today, and the Abbott plant is set to reopen soon. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to ABC News.
Now the in-depth on KSL, and no mystery why we're talking about red flag laws. After yesterday in Texas, there's renewed discussion about red flag laws. Utah has the lightest of red flag laws imaginable. In order to have someone's guns taken away, you have to self-identify, come forward and say, "I am at risk." Well, joining us live is ABC News legal analyst Royal Oakes. And Royal, given that there was at least some indication this suspect in Uvalde was contemplating a shooting, what are the red flag laws in Texas?
Well, Texas does not have a red flag law, Jeff. It considered it a few years ago, but then passed on the prospect and, of course, major second guessing at this point. We know that over the last 23 years, red flag laws have a track record. Connecticut passed one in 1999 after a rampage shooting at the Connecticut lottery. And then a bunch of other states, California, New York, and others have one by one adopted them. Senator Rick Scott in Florida says that the red flag flag law passed there after 17 were killed at Parkland High School. He said it's been used 5,000 times to take guns from people deemed to be mentally unstable and dangerous. But it's still a controversial prospect. But a lot of people think that Congress should take a hard look at passing a national red flag law.
Royal, in states where they do have these red flag laws, when a potential problem's identified, next comes a court hearing and there are delays that might keep authorities from taking swift action. So are these laws actually valuable?
Well, some people say that too many things slip through the cracks. For example, the horrific Buffalo shooting just recently. That Buffalo shooter, he was on the radar screen. He was evaluated a year ago after a comment about committing a murder-suicide, but then he was released back to home and school without restricting access to guns. People are also worried about what happens if frenemies come forward and say to a judge, well, I think somebody I know has a gun. You really ought to take him in here and have him examined by a psychiatrist. So those are the criticisms. Also, people who are very serious about gun rights are worried that this is just one step toward confiscation. But supporters of the law say that in many cases, it's legitimate for a spouse or an ex-spouse, a family member, maybe a coach, a teacher, to be able to go to court and say, Your Honor, I really think this fellow ought to be examined. Have a shrink examine him because I think he's dangerous. And in many cases, people point to successes where violence was prevented.
Quick question. How many states do have red flag laws?
19 states so far, and now there's a big push for a federal red flag law. Senator Manchin of West Virginia is on board, so a lot of people are thinking that the Congress should take this moment to act affirmatively on a red flag law.
We appreciate the concise analysis. ABC legal analyst Royal Oaks, thanks for joining us.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.